yinto ne SBS Dinka.
Thank you and welcome to SBS Dinka Radio. I'm Augustino Du. For this and other stories, go to our website at sbs.com.au/dinka. And today we have an inspiring story of a girl who is a writer and author of children's storybook, The Girl Who Fought for Freedom, and other story of courage, Bigwa Shwal. Bigwa Shwal is a writer and an author of this book. She's going to tell us the inspiring story of how she came to consultant with Oxfam. She is an inspiring advocate for girl education, lacking the opportunity to have equal access to education. The Girl Who Fought for Freedom, and other story of courage. Thank you and welcome, Bigwa.
I'm a writer, and I was a creative writer consultant for Oxfam. Mm-hmm. On the project, which they're currently working on a campaign about educating young women and also getting more women teachers into teaching, into education. Yeah, so that's kind of where I came in. I came in as a creative consultant who would turn 8 stories of real South Sudanese women who've had a major impact on their communities, and education was a really main driver in them changing their lives around, in them being empowered, and then in them turning around and empowering other South Sudanese women and also young children, particularly girls.
So what made you choose the 8 story out of many stories that you may have?
Well, those stories were chosen by Oxfam.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't chosen by me. Why those women were chosen is because, again, they're women who have education has played a really important, pivotal part in their empowerment, and in them becoming agents of change in their communities. Education has been a force that they were able to access education. Some of them came from really, you know, of course we know the history of South Sudan, and of war, and of generation displacement, and of poverty. And there are many barriers to young girls getting education. And so these women, for many different reasons, and mainly their determination and their boldness to really stand up against, you know, forces that would prevent them from being able to access education. So those 8 women really kind of fought for their freedom and thought education was a channel or a way for them to better their lives, and which they have. And again, they've turned around and continue to do the same things for other women and for young children and girls.
For this story to get out there to empower other young women, what aspect of the story, in terms of education, do those other young girls need to think of, like for them to make sure that education is right for them and that they need to study? What more do they need to do?
Education widens and increases opportunities for young women to overcome poverty, to overcome sort of barriers that gender-based violence, things like early child marriage. The more educated a young person is, a young girl is, the more opportunities they have to have a full life, to have a fulfilling life, and to be prosperous. Education is a key that we've seen is something that has really been able to lift women and young girls out of, again, those barriers that stop women and young girls from flourishing and living their full potential. I think it's about hearing stories and seeing that there is potential for a different life. There's potential for different choices. There's potential for more to happen for you to dream bigger, because other women have been in, or even as young girls have been in similar situations or faced similar challenges, and to say, actually, young person, young girl, there are obstacles that are coming, or maybe you're already facing them, but there are people who are here and who support you and who have done the work and who have you know, remain determined, or who have, you know, had people on their corner who have really encouraged them or offered them scholarships for school fees or given them safe homes or given them work experience, whatever the case might be, that there is more choice out there, and to dream bigger and to say, hey, these are these people from places like Ye and very, you know, many different parts of South Sudan who have gone on this journey, and that there are people who have done it and you are not alone, and that education can really offer you more numerous choices and the opportunity to be an empowered person and to not have to rely on family, to not have to rely on being married, to not have to rely on sort of all these things that you yourself cannot have, that you yourself have the power to drive your life in the way you want.
In one of your story that you have written, is about a girl whom the parent didn't have enough money to be able to send her to school again, and that the only option for them was to let her get married. In that particular story, it's very powerful story, and that young girl later on get forced into a marriage that she didn't really want, and the family were all interested in dowry kind of thing, and given that education should have been one thing that they should have thought about this young girl, what make you think that the story of that young girl need to be told?
I think it happens to many women. It happens to generations of women. For some reason, there are certain misinformation or things that have been normalized, that maybe the education of a girl is not so important or not so pivotal. So those things need to be changed, and that women are only useful for dowry or in exchange of something, or they have to be sort of those ideas. And it happens to many young girls, and a child has no business being married, no business at all. And I think those are norms that need to be changed, they need to be challenged. They need to be in school. They're children. Children need to be in school, finding out who they are, exploring who they are, figuring out their abilities and their skills, and kind of learning themselves. So young girls should not be married as children at all. I think that needs to change, and it is going to change. And it happens to many people. And I think that's why it needs to be told, because that level of normalization needs to be removed. And I think that is a barrier to the success of women being married as children. That really, it's a very devastating for communities. I think we need to recognize the completely negative impact that it has. There's no positive outcome for families or for young girls, really. And the short term of, you know, maybe for poverty, families feel like they don't have any other options. But the more people have access to education, the more that they can look after themselves and their family.
In this kind of situation, who need to be a part of, who need to be the agents of change in the community? Who are the people to be involved to make this a reality for young girl that get forced to get married when it's not their choice? Who are the people that need to be involved in this situation to make it happen?
I think everybody, the entire community should be involved, but I think women tend to be the ones that lead a lot of these conversations, a lot of these movements, because they're more vulnerable to this kind of violence, this kind of treatment. And I think that's why you find a lot of women are the ones in front of this, or women who have experienced this as children, women who have survived this as children. But I think everybody needs to unlearn these sort of ideas that are very harmful to our communities. We need to challenge them, challenge our families, challenge ourselves, challenge our communities, challenge lawmakers, and start to really to press that and to make it a really important thing that needs to change, that is not normalized. I think it's everybody's responsibility.
Given that it is a community that is polarized on some of this issue, and that they don't have tolerance to this kind of situation, how easy is it going to be?
I think, like anything else, some of them might feel that we have all these initiatives and we're doing all these different things, and it may seem like things aren't changing, but I'm a true believer that change is coming. Change is inevitable. I think even as South Sudanese, we look at our history, there are big changes that have happened. You know what I mean? So I think I'm a true believer in doing the work, and change is coming. I think change is coming. I absolutely believe that magnificent things can happen when people work together and continue to connect. Because I think many people are doing many, perhaps different initiatives, but to continue to connect, to continue to challenge this, and to unveil how really harmful and negative it is. And I think that to continue to push that forward, I believe change is inevitable.
Big Wal Shual, thank you for sharing with us this story. They are very empowering. They are very moving story that need to be told, and that young girl and women need to be strong and need to be the leading agents of this change, and that community would listen to this story and realize that there need to be a change, and that every child is equal and they need to be treated equally.
That's correct. Okay. Thank you for having me.
Korba pingna ko kul tung kani ya wilka. Pyang na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, katilubini ya wilka yuk.